Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Sonic Herbicide. Higher yield potential starts with Sonic. Applied pre-emergence, Sonic stops weeds before they invade soybean fields and keeps working with long-lasting residual control. Greg and Mary Reynolds of Minnesota were named the Moses Organic Farmers of the Year. What started out as a garden has evolved into a certified organic farm selling to restaurants and schools in the Twin Cities.
We sell, well, thousands of pounds of tomatoes, thousands of pounds of potatoes, at least half a ton of cucumbers, and then smaller things, winter squash, carrots, radishes, some kale. The individual schools have a cook supervisor, and they can decide what vegetable they're going to use on their menu that week. And so they will use winter squash, kale, you name it, just to introduce the kids to it and give them a variety of things to eat.
And this is kind of a working partnership, as I understand it. They tell you what they'd like, you tell them what you've got.
Yep, exactly. That they have a menu cycle that they'll set it up for an entire semester, and we'll have a potato bar 3 times during the semester, and it'll be every 3 or 4 weeks. The other part is that they're like a restaurant account for us, that I send them a list of what we've got available twice a week, and they order whatever strikes their fancy. Actually, most of our business is independent local restaurants in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
How do you get into a restaurant?
Now it's word of mouth that people who worked at a restaurant will open their own restaurant, they'll go work someplace else, and they'll call up and say, "Hey, I'm here now. Send me your list." And so we, our business grows kind of from the inside out.
Do you find more interest now in Know Your Food, Know Your Farmer?
Yes. The problem we have is that there's much more demand than we can meet. That we produce as much as we can, and there's always more demand. We're always shorting somebody at some point in the season where there's not enough cucumbers or zucchini, and it's a great problem to have, but I'd still like to be able to make all those sales.
His advice to anyone who would like to get into this?
There are some great training programs. They're teaching people how to plan, how to set up a business plan, how to work through their strengths, their weaknesses, their opportunities, and do some scenarios. They teach them about business, how to run a spreadsheet. And that's really important. That didn't exist when we started, so it was all kind of seat of the pants. It's a great way to start, especially if the people haven't grown up on a farm. It's a really good introduction.
Greg Reynolds, the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service Organic Farmer of the Year. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.